Let us begin with an interesting question. And you don't have to answer, but the question is, what does our theme, Nicodemus, have to do with Exodus chapter 12? Because there is a very interesting connection between Exodus chapter 12 and the story of Nicodemus. Having said that, the book that we have that is called the Bible is a book that we can refer to and say, let's look at Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 12. Or we can say, let's turn to Colossians chapter 3, verse 14. Or we can say, let's talk about Revelation chapter 6, verse 9, and so on. That is a beautiful concept that we today, since a couple of decades, or even a little bit more, even into the thousands, that we can look at Scripture, we can look at the Bible and say, turn to this book, turn to this chapter, and turn to this verse. Now, many of you, of course, know that the Bible was not written in that way. The Bible was written in the way of books. So the book of Genesis did not have 50 chapters. It was a book starting with the first word, going to the last word. You look at Nehemiah, it was a book that was written from the first word till the last word, no chapters, no verses. None of these things were a part of the earliest writings of the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. In the 13th century, the Bible was divided into chapters. Stephen Langton, 1150 born and died in 1228, who was the later bishop of the Canterbury Church, England, he was the one that divided the Bible into chapters. And for the next 200 years after that, now with chapters, the Bible was copied. In 1448, Rabbi Nathan surprised the world by dividing the text of the Old Testament into verses. So the Old Testament and New Testament was divided into chapters. Then in 1448, the Old Testament was divided into verses. And then the New Testament was divided into verses by 1551 by a French printer named Robert Estienne, if I pronounce that correctly. So thanks to these people, we can turn to Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 18, Genesis chapter 5, verse 6, etc., etc., etc. And that is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful instrument that helps us to readily look at what Scripture is saying. Now, in John chapter 3, we read about Nicodemus. And it speaks about the fact that he had a long conversation with Jesus about spiritual things. What we want to emphasize this morning is that when you read John chapter 3, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him. Now, again, I have an important question, and you don't have to answer vocally, But the answer, the question is, why did Jesus, or why did Nicodemus go to Jesus by night?
Because he wanted the Jews to know that he was a teacher, and he didn't want the Jews to know that he wanted to go to Jesus to ask some questions.
Okay. That's one of the answers that is given. Sometimes people say Nicodemus was somewhat afraid. Let's talk about that question, because that is the heart, really, of what we want to talk about this morning. Who was Nicodemus in the first place? We read that he was a Pharisee. We read that he was a ruler of the Jews. And we read that he was a teacher in Israel. The name Nicodemus means conqueror. Somebody who goes forth and conquers. He was a member of the Sanhedrin. When you look at the Sanhedrin made a distinction between the small council and the great council. The council is basically mentioned after the exile. So a few things about the Sanhedrin, the great one and the small one. It is first mentioned after the exile, as also the synagogue is something that we read about first after the exile. And the assembly consisted of 71 members, with the high priest as the chairman. And the number 70, because when you look at the Old Testament, you do not find that great council as we read about it in the New Testament. But likely it came out of the Numbers 11, verse 16 through 30 event, where 70 men were chosen to help Moses with all the questions of the Israelites. So likely the connection was there with the 70. Now, the question that we turn again to is, why did Nicodemus come to Jesus by night? I'm going to read again from Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12. And let us look at verse 40. It says, "Now the sojourn of the children of Israel who lived in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, and on that very same day, it came to pass that all the armies of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night of solemn observance to the Lord for bringing them out of the land of Egypt." This is that night of the Lord, a solemn observance for all the children of Israel throughout their generations. This is interesting, folks. And that helps us to understand why Jesus was approached by Nicodemus by night. Now I'm going to turn back to the thoughts that we started with. The Bible, the chapters, and the verses. Because in order for us to understand John chapter 3, why he came to Jesus by night, is found in the last couple of verses of John chapter 2. So let's turn to John chapter 2 and see what it says in the last couple of verses. It says in verse 23, "Now when he was in Jerusalem," at what time? At the Passover, at the Pascha. "During the feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them, because he knew all men and had no need that anyone should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. So now we see, when you look at chapter 2, the night that Nicodemus came to Jesus was the night of the Passover. And according to Exodus chapter 12, the night of the Passover was a night of waking. It was a night that in all their generations, we talked about this morning in about that in our Bible studies, about the perpetuality of the law of Moses. Here we have something to do with the perpetuality of the night of Passover. And it was a night of waking. It was a night to stay awake. So that helps us to understand when Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, it was not necessarily, at least that is not stated, that he was afraid. Everybody was awake that night, according to Exodus chapter 12, verse 42. They were all awake because it was a night to stay awake, a night to remember, their when they fled from the land of Egypt, where the firstborn of man and beast were killed in Egypt. It was a night of waking. It was a night that they needed to remember in all of their generations. So really, when you look at Nicodemus, even though we might not know exactly all the reasons, when you look at Exodus chapter 12, it makes perfect sense. It was the night that everybody was awake. Let's turn to John chapter 7, verse 50 and 51, because Nicodemus is mentioned three times. All these three examples are found in the book of John. So John 3 is the first one. But look at what happened in John chapter 7, verse 50 and 51. It says this: Nicodemus, he who came to Jesus by night, being one of them, that is where you see that he was one of the Pharisees, because if you start reading in verse 47, then the Pharisees answered them, "Are you also deceived? Have any of the rulers of the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd that does not know the law is accursed." Nicodemus, he who came to Jesus by night, being one of them, said to them, "Does our law judge a man before it hears him and knows what he is doing?" They answered and said to him, "Are you also from Galilee? Search and look, for no prophet has arisen out of Galilee." And everyone went to his own house. What do we learn here in this passage about Nicodemus? And to use the phrase that we sometimes use, he was a little bit scared. He was a little bit afraid to go and talk to Jesus openly, so he went to him at night. Look at what happens here. He is among the Pharisees, and he is not afraid, because he says this: "Does our law judge a man before it hears him and knows what he is doing?" Nicodemus stood up. Nicodemus was not a man who was afraid by that reasoning. He was a man that stood up in the midst of those that were accusing Jesus. And he simply makes the statement, the very honest statement, that we see happening more in Scripture. It was Gamaliel, I believe, that in the book of Acts said, "Hey, if this is from God, you better not fight it, otherwise you're fighting against God." We see something similar here in the words of Nicodemus. We see honesty. We see a fear for God. Does our law judge a man before it hears him and knows what he is doing? He stood up right in the middle of all those that wanted to say, Jesus, away with him. And what's that? What does Nicodemus say? Please check your law and see what your law says. He was not a man who was afraid. He was not a man who could not stood up. He was a man of honesty. John 3 helps us to understand he did not understand everything, even though he was a teacher of the law. But according to John 7, he was an honest man. He was able to oppose even his own people when he said, does our law judge a man before it hears him and knows what he is doing? And then in John chapter 19, we find him for the third time, the last time in Scripture. John chapter 19, verse 38. After this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly in fear of the Jews. Here is a man that had a certain amount of fear for the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him permission, so he came and took the body of Jesus. And Nicodemus, there he is again, and Nicodemus, who at first came to Jesus by night, also came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds. Then they took the body of Jesus and bound it in strips of linen with the spices, as the custom of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. So there they laid Jesus because of the Jews' preparation day, for the tomb was nearby. This is the third time in Scripture, and the last time that we meet Nicodemus. At least we can say about Joseph that there was a certain fear for the Jews. But then we see Nicodemus. And what does Nicodemus do? Also came, and he brought a mixture of myrrh and aloe, about 100 pounds. What a beautiful thing. Nicodemus, again, he doesn't show any signs of being afraid. He doesn't show any signs of anything like that. He shows to be a man of character. He shows to be a man that even when opposition came, he was right there to help Joseph of Arimathea in order to bury Jesus. So that begs the question for us today. What about us? Are we like Nicodemus? Are we standing up for the truth? Are we standing up for what is right? Nicodemus made an appeal to the law of God. He was an honest man. He was a man that was not afraid to stand up when others were not standing up for him. And again, that begs the question, what about us? Are we like Nicodemus? Brothers and sisters, we're living in days in which Christianity is attacked more and more and more. It becomes harder and harder to stand up for God. It is harder and harder to stand up for what the Bible calls truth. It is harder and harder in our society to stand up for Jesus. What about us? Nicodemus was a man that was able to stand up. Nicodemus was a man who came to Jesus, not being afraid to ask good spiritual questions. Does that personify us? Is that who we are? Amen.